This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN envoy for Sudan Friday welcomed a deal between the country's warring generals promising safe passage to civilians fleeing the conflict and protection for humanitarian operations in the East African nation. The envoy, Volker Perthes, said that the agreement was important steps toward a ceasefire to the fighting, which is about to enter its fourth week. Sudanese military and the country's paramilitary, the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, signed a pact late Thursday vowing to alleviate humanitarian suffering across the country, although a truce remains elusive. The United States military is bolstering its defense posture in the Persian Gulf. VOA's Steve Herman explains.
This is in response to Iran's increased interference with the navigational rights of internationally flagged merchant vessels carrying oil. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it is a core strategic principle of the United States not to allow foreign powers to jeopardize the freedom of navigation through critical waterways.
We are committed to responding to Iranian aggression together with our global allies and partners in the Middle East region to ensure the freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz and other vital waterways.
And more details about these reinforcements will be revealed in the coming days. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
According to U.S. officials, the border between the U.S. and Mexico was relatively calm Friday, offering few signs of the chaos that had been feared following a rush by worried migrants to enter the U.S. before the end of pandemic-related immigration restrictions. Less than 24 hours after the rules known as Title 42 were lifted, migrants and government officials were still assessing the effect